Right now is a good time to make some time to clear your schedule, to free up a bit of space. Right now, you need to just stop and listen and allow me to get you into a very relaxed state of body and mind. When your body and mind come together, converge, merge, and gel, then I can really affect good positive change in my subject. So listen and just do everything you know how to do. What's gonna make you melt and go so limp and become quickly blissed out and weak? I want you feeling ridiculously helpless, useless to yourself, just so heavy, dead weight, heavy, 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 dropping, sinking forward or back, or whichever position you took. You're there now for a while. You are so heavy and getting heavier as I speak that you can't even raise your arm. You can barely force a little muscle twitch, and you certainly cannot move or lift up an arm or a leg. And in fact, your eyes are already closed, those lids so leaden and heavy. Oh, the weight of them just pressed down, and now they're stuck shut. They're sealed and you can't even peek through lashes. No, you're quite blind and quite still. And even if I were to come up behind you, you couldn't even move to look at me. And as I slip this very soft silk tie around your eyes like a blindfold, it's so supple that you barely feel it. In fact, as it's going on, you're convincing yourself it's all part of this session. And the same thing when I put that silken climbing rope that's very strong, sturdy, and no flexibility, when I wind it securely around your wrists and then around your ankles, you are now tied up and you are immobilized and you have no idea that it's gone far beyond a hypnosis session. Something you were listening to has actually happened. Your fantasy is now becoming fast a reality, and you feel a breeze, and you kind of stir but realize that you can't. And now you're listening to the session, also listening for sounds in the room, because you know that someone, and not just anyone, but that I am in there with you, and I am about to take advantage of you, aren't I? I mean, you are so vulnerable right now. I could even reach down between your legs and start claiming what's mine. there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe there's one thing you can do about it. You can go along with it. You can start to like it. You can enjoy it. And you can even beg for it. And you feel yourself sitting up. Something's happening. You've been lifted up and taken without moving. You've been moved into some kind of wheelchair and you're being transported out of your room. But of course, your eyes are covered, stuck shut, so you don't know where you're going to end up going. But the ride feels long. Long enough to be out of your house and into, what is it, a small space you're being put into? The trunk of a car, and you feel the air pressure change as the trunk must have been closed. Luckily there was some kind of padding in the bottom of this trunk before you went in. So even though you're in for a bit of a drive, it won't be uncomfortable. In fact, the only thing that's uncomfortable is how turned on you're getting right now. That you've been chosen, preyed upon, perhaps deviously victimized by somebody who knew your weakness and could take you, who figured out how to get you at your most vulnerable. So now you're helpless, being transported to God knows where, and you actually feel aroused. Only you. Before you can carry on with that thought, you feel that the vehicle might have come to a stop, and it did, and the trunk is open, and a hand touches your hip and slides around to the front of your pants, undoes them, loosens them, and then slides back around to the back of your pants, down your pants, over your behind, between your cheeks. You feel tense and caught, busted for liking it, but just as you're trying to decipher what's happening to you physically, a mild, gentle, buzzing, vibrating begins, and you jump with a start. You tense, but then when you untense, when you unclench, when you relax, initial jolt, you are so undone that you couldn't possibly clench your muscles again anytime soon. No, you've just been turned into jelly. And you have to admit to yourself that your captor has just put some small travel size, tiny little vibrating sexual device down your pants against your anus, and is now closing up the trunk and continuing on, and you have to travel the rest of your journey like this now. Oh, and it's making you squirm and hot, and now there's no doubt in your mind that you've been captured. to be used, to be molested, to be sexually exploited. For all you know, she's taking photos of you right now, filming it, reveling in her accomplishment of taking you down. Yeah, big game hunting. It's almost like that, isn't it? But you can't really move. You're stuck. You're helpless. And you're very, very screwed. You're out of luck. You're mine now, and I have the upper hand, don't I? Yeah, you have to force a small nod in acknowledgement. Yes, yes, I do have the upper hand over you. I have all the control and all of the power in this situation, don't I? It's probably better this way. And after some time spent squirming, writhing, even a little bit of thrusting in preparation, you want to be ready, don't you? When I release you, when I spring you, when I open the trunk and pull you out back into that wheelchair, transporting you to the next locale. There's a bit of a travel, and then soon you're in a room with a different feel to it, and the blindfold stays on for now, and you are pushed over onto your side, on a bed that's soft, you sink into it, a bed that was very hard for you to try and get any resistance off of, to push or move, so you just sigh and go slack and give up. You've lost and I've won, and it's supposed to be this way. You still don't know what's gonna happen to you. You still don't know, but you feel my hand go up to your neck, across your cheek, and over your mouth, keeping you from asking or saying anything while I whisper into your ear. In case you're wondering, in case you're curious, in case you need to know what's happening to you, I'll tell you. You've been abducted from your home to a place you've never been before. And how long you're going to be here, well, that depends on how long it's going to take for you. To come, you don't get to leave until you come. But as soon as you do come, you're being moved. You will be made to pass out before you are moved. And in case you're wondering why this is happening to you, or who would want to do such a thing to you against your will, without your consent in the moment, there is somebody. I have been contracted to do this. As soon as you get closer for me, I can get closer to telling you, to revealing to you who's behind this very demented plot. I'm still so close to you, and you can feel my breasts pushing. pressing into your back and my face against yours as my hand slides down and grabs what's mine, what's hard, swollen, thick, wet, aching, throbbing, and it's between your legs, but it belongs to me. It responds to me. If I say drip, you are dripping. If I say get nice and close for me, you get nice and close. If I tell you to stroke, you stroke. If I tell you to edge, yeah, that's what you do. And if I tell you no coming, then it's not going happen. But right now I'm teasing you, and that vibrator is still between your legs. Oh, making it so hard for you to hold back. But you kind of want to hold back because you kind of want to stay here at the mercy of a dominant, wicked kidnapper. Oh, and the thought of being at the mercy of a dominant, wicked kidnapper makes you want, makes you need to release, makes you aware of how full you are, how you've been edging so well, so long, how hot you are in the drive over. How it's happening, how I'm touching you, how I've taken you, the things I'm whispering in your ear, the things that are coming, oh, how very much I actually want you to come in your pants right now. Oh my God, look at that mess that's appearing out of nowhere as I take what's mine, as I reach in and flick those horny switches that set you off and make you come in your pants right now. Oh, just like I said you would. Oh, and I'm gonna milk you dry. What a nice mess we have here. So much cum. Oh, so much cum. And I slide my hand out of your pants. Oh, your full, full pants. And you hear me step away for a moment while you get to catch your breath. And think about what's happening. And when I return, I've slowly lifted up the blindfold and had you just let your eyes flutter open for a moment, just long enough to adjust to the light in the room, the dim light in the room. And it's a one room cabin that you are in. That's not what you're focusing on right now. It's a letter that I hand you, and you open it up. And this is where things get really fuzzy for you now. And you see a letter, and you cannot read it, but you scan it. And as you scan it, you see the directions and the instructions laid out for exactly what has just happened to you. You see that it's supposed to take place at a date, today's date, and you read, and as you get to the end, you see who signed it, and it's your name, and my name. And we've both signed it together. And the blindfold's going back over you. blackness, darkness, sun takes hold, encompasses you again. You're so limp you can't even hold the little piece of paper. It falls out of your hands. You're keenly aware of your wet, soaked, cummed in pants. And then I tell you, it's time to shut off. Very good. You just fall right asleep. You just power right down when I say off, like that, into your left ear. And now I transport you back home to your room, where this all started. And when I'm gone, long after I'm gone, and the blindfold and the ropes have been removed, you'll come to on your own, after you've rested up from your big adventure, and you will be quite disoriented in a way that you actually really like and crave. You'll be confused because there are no ropes and there is no blindfold. And your pants are soiled. And you'll just want to lie there for a little while and let it all come back.